With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United Nations Security Council hasn't found a collective voice on the war between Israel and Hamas after meeting behind closed doors for the second time this week. BBC correspondent Nada Tofik reports on Russia's proposal for a ceasefire.
Before the meeting began, Russia circulated a draft resolution to Security Council members. The document called for a humanitarian ceasefire, the secure release of all hostages, the distribution of aid, and the safe evacuation of civilians in need. The resolution also strongly condemned violence against civilians and acts of terrorism. The Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said Moscow was convinced that the Security Council must act to put an end to the bloodshed and to restart peace negotiations with a view to establishing a Palestinian state.
President Biden speaking with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken has intensified diplomatic outreach throughout the Middle East. Also, at SRNnews.com, a new poll by the AP shows ethical concerns about the president.
As President Biden seeks re-election amid investigations into his son Hunter and an impeachment inquiry, the poll shows 35% of U.S. adults think the president has done something illegal. The survey shows a third of respondents think Biden acted unethically but not illegally, and 30% say the president has done nothing wrong. The results reflect a political divide in the U.S. and skepticism about the morality of government leaders. About two-thirds of Republicans say they think Biden is guilty of crimes pertaining to his son, but only 8% of Democrats and 38% of independents agree. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Well, black faith leaders fighting abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern releasing a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in India make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Even just talking about heaven, or in some cases simply offering snacks after a church service, can run afoul of the laws. This is SRN News. U.S. military plans to begin draining fuel from World War II underground fuel tanks in Hawaii.
Work to drain the 104 million gallons remaining in the tanks is scheduled to begin Monday and comes nearly 2 years after the facility sickened 6,000 people when it leaked jet fuel into a Pearl Harbor drinking water well. Removing the fuel is a key step towards shutting down the Red Hill bulk fuel storage facility as demanded by the state. The November 2021 spill poisoned the Navy's water system that serves 93,000 people in and around Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Good news for healthcare workers in California. The governor signing a new law raising the minimum wage to $25 an hour over the next decade. It's the second wage hike. He signed a law last month raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. More details at SRNnews.com.